Today, during the second day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from Holy Makkah to blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 14th of April, 2221 years after the era of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from verse 10, Surah Rum. Professor Abdullah Al-Kinai will conduct the tafsir, inshallah, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم كان عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ثم كان عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون. الله تبارك وتعالى was reminding us, all of us, of the past and the histories of the world. A typical example is this Byzantine, when they had to go to war. They used to be the people that were strong. Later on, the Persians overcame them, that is the people of Rome. And they, the Persians, they worship idols. The people of Rome, they worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even though they have some problems with some understanding, but there were still most of them who worship Allah. Heraclius definitely loved the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Khosrus definitely hated the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Makans, when Khosrus defeated Heraclius, they were very happy. And Allah said, in a short while, they too, they will defeat. And at that day, the Muslims or the Mu'min will be happy. All to tell us that we should not look at immediate success or evil as the overall issue. Evil will always raise its head to fight. They may succeed temporarily, but the final success is what those that fear Allah. Inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqin. Then Allah came to tell us that don't we ourselves contemplate on who we are? Then Allah may say, don't we also go on the land, see those before us, how strong they were, how they built, how they were strong, how they had civilization, where are they today? Ja'at rusuluhum bil bayyinati All of them, their prophets came to them with clear messages. But it was to no avail. Then he said, the end of those that were evil-minded, their end too was evil. Why is it that their end was also evil? They used to put to lie all signs that lead to God. Any sign that you are telling them that leads to God, they put it to lie. They go ahead and also make jest, make joke of these signs of Allah. Because at the time when they were told, Gulibatul Rum fi adnal ard hum bari karim sa'ibun, they will come back to defeat. Some of them were joking. Some even went ahead to bet. This is Allah talking. Ayatina, signs of Allah, which Allah is in this particular surah, a lot of it Allah will tell us. What does he mean when he says signs? Signs. All of us, we do know what is called a signpost. When you are traveling, or you are in a city, and you are looking for a street, when you see a signpost, it is written on it, this is where you are going. Signposts tell you, where are you going to? So ayatullahi, all the signposts of Allah, is leading you to what, where is Allah? Where are his attributes? Who is Allah? That's why anyone that makes jest of any sign of Allah is making jest with Allah. And signs of Allah, Allah himself is going to mention it here in detail in this particular surah. That we should all be very careful at all times. If somebody was tell us, this is the sign of Allah, if you don't know it, keep quiet. But don't just say it's a lie. And cause there will be ayat in it. And then the issue of Akibat lazina asaw su'a, those that are evil, their end is evil. Is the Prophet used to say that anytime you do a small evil, even if it's not kaba'ir, it will go to your heart and make a black dot there. It will blot a space there. When you do another small evil, it blots another space. This evil will continue like that. If you don't repent on it, it will become big and you will now go and do kaba'ir, do a capital sin. So we should never look down on any sin, no matter how small. As this one is a small sin, it's not just this one. Whether it's on the road, don't look at what you're supposed to look at. Yes, it's a minor sin, but it can lead you to a bigger sin. And that is what Allah means in the Quran when he says, "Kalla barrana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksubun." For sure, on their hearts, it has now been covered with the evil that they were doing at all times. Any small evil you do, it will cover a part of the heart. Anyone you do, it will cover a part of the heart. But whenever you make istighfar, it will clean it like you polish a mirror that is dirty. That's why istighfar is very important. Anybody that calls it to istighfar, please answer. Anybody that asks you and wants to stop between you and istighfar, please abandon him. So may Allah assist all of us. All this is because they put to lie the signs of Allah and they were making jest of it.
الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون.
الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون. الله تبارك وتعالى يبدأ الخلق is one who starts creation from nothing. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, then he will repeat it continuously. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, then it's to him finally that all of you will return. So you, mankind, Allah started your own creation without any example for it. And then he will cause you to die and he will repeat it again. And then you will finally return to him. Anything you see, what you call I am, that you see, it's going to be repeated all the time. Allah create and repeat, Allah create and repeat. The creation has been set, is coming in and it's being repeated. And all of us that are still here, Allah is training us every inch of the second before He gives you your own examination. No lecturer, no teacher will just give you a question paper of questions that he has not taught you for. Allah too, He teaches you before He gives you questions. What He is teaching you are the things Allah is going to highlight to you now. Pay attention to each of the steps. And if you pay attention very well, then when the exam comes at each time, then you can pass. But if your teacher is talking to you and you don't pay attention, when the exam comes, maybe what you read does not benefit you. It's what you heard from him that will benefit you. Allahu alladhi yabda'u al-khalqa thumma yu'iduhu thumma ilayhi turja'un. Allah is the one that started the creation, and He will, you of course, and even after you die, He will repeat it and you will return back to Him.
ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون
ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون ويوم تقوم الساعة Allah just told us that إلى أجل مسمى. All this creation that He has done is to an appointed time. When the appointed time comes, everything will go. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ The day that the time, appointed time, will be established, يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ Al-Mujrim, people that are evildoers, that are used to doing evil at all the time, يُبْلِسُ will be in despair. You see this world that we are in, with the sun, with the moon, with the stars, with everything, one day is going to go away. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِشَارُ أُقْتِلَتْ وَإِذَا الْأُهُوشُ هُشِرَتْ Sun one day will go. The moon will go. Even these hills, everything you see, they will go. وَتَعَسِبْهَا جَامِلَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُ مَرَّ صَحَابًا acceleration due to gravity, G will be removed. Nothing will happen. You will see the hills moving, like Allah said. You will think they are strong, but if you touch it, it's like cutting wood. Because no weight, everything is just mass. If everything is going to be for an appointed time, then be very careful. The day is going to come to an end where you will call to account. That is the day that is called Yawm al-Qiyamah. ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون. Those that are evildoers, are transgressors, they will be in despair. Like Iblis. Some people say this word is from Iblis, is from Iblis, but ulama said no, they are different words. Iblis means he has something, somebody that is in despair. He looks to the left, he looks to the right, he just keeps quiet, he doesn't know what to do. Because all his life he never worked for that day. It's like a student who came to the campus. I was just jumping from one party to another, doing whatever he likes. He comes to the class, he's busy talking in the class. He's not listening. Then when the examination comes and he takes his question paper and he looks at it, he will just be quiet. He doesn't even know anything to write. That is how that person will be. He will be completely in despair.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ Why are these people in despair? This is it. When they were in the world, they had partners that they were was encouraging them to do their evil, to do their crime. But that day, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ Among all these, their partners that were engaging them and were encouraging them to do crimes, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُفَعَاءُ They will not find any among them to come and intercede for them in what they are in. وَكَانِ بِالشِّرَكَاءِ كَافِرِينَ. They themselves that day they will come to know that all their partners are evil partners and they will deny they ever knew them. If you are in examination hall, you think you can cheat, those that you want to cheat from, they themselves don't know the answer. Then what are you going to cheat? They don't know the answer, then how do they cheat? Maybe your own friend, if you are used to read very hard, and you are in an examination hall, you may forget an answer to a question, but seeing your friend that you used to read together, it can bring remembrance of what you used to read back to you. That is why when you are reading the Quran and you are trying to memorize the Quran, ulama said, use one slate or use one type of Quran, because the page will be imprinted in your brain. Sometimes as you are reading and you forget, you will look at the Quran and you remember it. Or you look at the slate and you remember it. A lot of times you see your friend and you remember something good that you forgot. The same thing, maybe in an examination hall, you look at your good friend that you are reading together and you remember what you forgot. But if it's somebody you are always playing in the field, going about, you are not reading, when you look at him, how can he assist you? There is no way he can help you to intervene for you. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءَ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. That day, their partners will be of no consequence and they themselves will forget about them. They will deny them. If you are to ask them, why are your friends? No, we didn't have any person that we associated with Allah. You did. Here, when you say shuraka, partners, any partner that you are not together in Allah, then that partner is against you with Allah. If you and your friend, you sit down to read the Quran, and you come together, and you seek his assistance because you sit down to read the Quran, then he's not a partner that you have associated with Allah. But if your friend is somebody that is taking you to idol, taking you to oracles, then that your friend is a one that is helping to set partner against Allah, and he also has become a sharik.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. Allah just told us, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. This day, that is the final day, where everybody will be brought to see all their work. That day is not a small day. You will listen, Mujirimun. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شُفَعَاءَ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. That particular day, يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. Everybody will be distinguished. Each will be put in their parties. يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. Even if this person is your father and your way of Allah is not his way of Allah, you will not be put with him. The rule of istighfar, salati on the Prophet, la ilaha illa huwa, tijaniyas, they will be on their own. The rule that are just recitations of the Quran, they will be on their own. Some people will be put here and put here and put here. But whatever you are used to doing in your world, that's where you will be put in. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. Everybody will be split. All these shuraka associates that you have, you will see that they have no value except those that are assisting you on the part of Allah.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. When people have been distinguished into their various categories, what will happen? There are two major categories. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those that believed in Allah, not only do they believe and they were doing righteous work throughout their life, فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ. You will see them that they will be in paradise, يُخْبَرُونَ, being made to enjoy, to have bliss, to be happy. With Allah, one moment work was a life work. One moment walk is a lifetime. So it's the work that you end up with that is your work. That's why you have to be very careful. The way you want to end, get used to it now. Don't say, no, let me enjoy, then later on. It's the moment walk that you end up with that is your work. That's why everybody is afraid before God. The prophets that have been told they are safe, they are afraid, let alone the saintly servants of Allah that are hoping, let alone we, the ordinary Muslims that have no hope. So, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ. These people will be in paradise, Yubaru, they will be given good, happiness, bliss. Yubaru, that's anything, enjoyment, that's what will happen.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَئِكَ في العذاب محضرون.
أما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة فأولئك في العذاب محضرون. Then there is this other party. The big two categories. The other category. وأما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا. But those that denied, disbelieved, or cast away the ayatina, and put to lie all our signs that lead to us, there is an end, there is the final end, there is the day of judgment, there is the final day that they will put to, that day has come now. What will happen to them? وَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْتَرُونَ. These are the people that in severe punishment, they will be faced with. They will be facing severe punishment that day. Punishment will be brought to their doorstep and they will face it.
فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون.
فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون. وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. In this now, what is the way out? What is the way out? فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون. The way out is this. Glorify Allah, sanctify Allah. Hina tumsuna. Every time that evening comes to you. Wahina tusbihuna. And every time that the morning comes to you. Wala wal hamdu fis samawati wal ard. Know that to him belongs the praise in the firmament and on earth. Wa ashiyan. And whenever the evening comes to you. Wahina tuzhiru. And whenever the sun is declining from his zenith position, all this time, say glory to him. The five times in the prayer is put together in this verse. For subhanallah, this is tasbihi. The real meaning of tasbihi has no word in English. What you people will say is glorification. All this is not it. If you go back to Surah Al-Baqarah, you will find the angels were asking Allah. When Allah told them, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. When Allah called the angels and told them, I am going to put a vice, my own vicegerent on earth that will represent me on earth. They ask Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا. You are going to put on earth مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. People that are going to cause destruction on earth. مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا يَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. And are going to be just spilling blood on earth. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. And we are making tasbih for you and making takdis for you. This is the two things. Tasbih and takdis. يسبح بحمد ربه. Tasbih is for you to see that nothing in there's no imperfection in what Allah has created. No imperfection. Far away from any imperfection. That's why he says glorify. Bihamd, which is praise. You are praising Allah. Even if something bad comes to you, you see praise of Allah in it. If something good comes to you, you see praise of Allah in it. Because there is no imperfection yet. We make mistakes. Allah does not make mistakes. That's why the Prophet said, if a blessing of Allah comes to you, say, Alhamdulillah, alayhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihat. Praise be to Allah that by Him, every good thing gets to come to completion. But if something bad happens to you, say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli halin, on any condition, praise is for Allah. That's why Allah said, for subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Hina tumsuna. When evening comes to you. This is Salat Maghrib and Salat Isha. Wahina tusbihun. And when morning comes to you, this is Salat Subhi. Walaha alhamdu fis samawati wal ardh. And praise is the praise for Allah in the firmament and on the earth. And anything you see going up at any time, Allah is to be praised for it. For Ashiyan and in the afternoon, evening, that's around Asr prayer. Wahina tuzhurun, and when the sun is high and it can show on everybody, that is Zuhur prayer. So even if Allah, the Prophet of Allah did not tell us the Salat Subuhi, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, and Ishai, who namaz will take it from the Quran? Because the 500 day prayer is it. In the case of the angels, يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. They glorify Allah continuously and they don't stop. We, because of our weakness, Allah gives us a reminder to tap us so that we can go back to the tasbih. The sun is there. When the sun comes in the morning and it hits you, or you see the light coming, you know, I'm supposed to pray to God. When the sun has come to the zenith, it's very hot. You can see your shadow clearly disappearing. I'm supposed to remember Allah. You go to pray. When you see the sun is going away, this heat is descending. I'm supposed to remember Allah. That sun now finally wants to enter, and you'll not see it again till tomorrow. Let me quickly remember Allah. So they said, wait a bit, because those that worship idols, they too, they use that moment to worship the sun. When the sun is coming out, don't do it. Do it before it comes out. When the sun is going down, don't do it. Do it really it goes down. Then when the night comes to you, go ahead, you pray to Allah. All this Allah puts it there to remind us. Sheikh Abdullah bin Podio, he used to say, he said, Allah is so merciful on the Ummah of the Prophet. He knows we are people that don't, we can't calculate. So he put our prayers and our worship on something that we can see and use to say this is the time for our prayers. Prayers that has to do with daily prayers, we use the song. Prayers that has to do with monthly prayers, we use the moon. It's only now that people can calculate. Before, we don't know what is January, what is February, what is March. We don't know when the day of the month is starting, when the day is ending. We can only see the moon to say, okay, this month has come or it has gone. We can only see the sun to say, we have woken up. So Allah is reminding us, for subhanallah, hina tumsuna, wa hina tuzbihuna, wa la alhamdu fi samawati wa ashiya, wa hina tuzhiruna.
يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون.
يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون. If you don't want to suffer on the day of judgment and to be faced with punishment and you want to be among those that are in paradise, يخبرون, that you'll be enjoying, then you have to continuously pray to Allah, make tasbih to Allah. Then you have to know that Allah is one, يخرج الحي من الميت, that He is one who brings what is living from what is dead. ويخرج الميت من الحي, and He brings what is dead from what is living. ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها, and He is one who brings the earth to live, to life after it is dead. وكذلك تخرجون, in the same way when you die that you shall be raised up. Because nothing has life except what is divine. Tasbih of Allah is divine. When you say it, then you have life. When you don't say it, then you are dead. That is why if you have children, you have wives, you have to stand up and make sure that what you are doing, they are doing it. So that you don't have, you are not alive and your children are dead. When you see a hen, he lays an egg. The egg is dead, but the hen is living. But Allah can take this dead egg and turn it into a living hen. Just like the sperm that comes out from the your body has no life of the human being, but Allah can make it to live. So Allah is one that brings life from what is dead and bring death from what is living. The same way you see the earth is already barren, nothing on it, then He will bring rain and He will bring life unto it. So if your heart is dead, if you think you are dead, go back to Allah. He will bring rain to you and you become life, you become a living person. May Allah make us to be among the living. There are those that even after they die from this world, they are still living in this world. The minimum level of them are called the shuhada, the martyrs. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Allah said, don't ever imagine in your mind that those that die because of Allah are dead. They are living with Allah. They are even being sustained and they are enjoying their life with Allah, even as we are speaking now. So there are people that are there. That is the minimum position you get to die because of Allah. There is a position also above this. It is called the position of Siddiqin. And the position above the Siddiqin is not attainable except you are selected by Allah. This is the position of the Prophet. That's why Allah used to tell us to follow the path of those min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqan. If you are looking for who to follow, these are the people you should follow. Follow the Prophet. After the Prophet, follow the siddiqin, the same servants of Allah. Their position is higher than that of the martyrs. If you don't see, follow the martyrs. The martyrs are those that have already given themselves up to Allah. Anything you see among them is Allah. They are dead. You may see them living, but they are dead. Some of them die physically, some of them die spiritually, which we call fana'a in Sufism. Anybody that has attained fana'a, you will not die again. So this is how it is. So يخرج الحي من الميت ويحيي الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون. Even you, when you finally die, that's how you are going to be raised up.
ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون.
ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. Allah has been saying, these people, they deny the signs. They say it is a lie. The signs are things that lead to where you are going to. Signs of Allah leads you to Allah. He asked us, أَوَلَا يَتَبَكَّرُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you contemplate on yourself? Don't you go around on the earth? If you want to know what are the signs that take you to Allah, this is the first one. Here he mentioned a lot of the signs. I mean, آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And among his signs is that he created you from dust. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. From dust, then you became human beings. تَنْتَشِرُونَ and started spreading. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he has finished his creation. يُبْدِيهَا لَا يَبْتَدِيهَا. What you see now is just enveloping. Allah has finished this thing. It's just enveloping. When Tantashirun is that Allah has created and he just said, coming out. Children today, children tomorrow, they are coming out. Creation has started from the day he created it from dust. The Prophet said, when Allah was going to create human being, he said that a handful of soil should be taken from the earth. From every part of the earth. And there are 60 different parts of the earth. It was taken and brought to Allah. From it, water has life. And it's water that he was molded into what he is. So you find some of them, minhum ahmar, minhum abiyad, minhum aswad, minhum ashal, minhum khuzum, minhum khabiz, minhum tayyib. You'll find out because of that they were taken from different places. Some of them in color, they are white. Some in color, they are red. Some in color, they are black. Some in character, they are easy. Some in character, they are difficult. Some in character, they are sweet. Some in character, they are bitter. Because this is where it was taken from and put together. Then you find continuously growing like that. It's not stopping. It's like you see one tree growing. That's how you see the human race growing. If you don't know the signs of Allah, this is the sign. Where is your father? Where is your grandfather? Where is your great grandfather? Where are those that lived 1,000 years ago? Where are those that lived 2,000 years ago? Where are they? They are all in the ground. Their root is one. That's why the Prophet in Arabic said, لا فرق للعربي على الأجمي ولا للأجمي على العربي إلا بالتقوى. There is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab, except by fear of Allah. He said, what are you all proud of? All of you mean to Rabbi, your father is from the dust. So this is it. All of us are from this dot. That's our primary origin. That's what you today. For that, your body only dust can sustain it. Only dust sustain this your body. Anything you are eating today, whether it is maize, whether it is rice, whether it is chicken, everything has their root from the soil. It's the same soil that is contributed to give you the food that will sustain this body. That same dust that was your origin. But is it not enough for you to know that Allah created you from dust? There is antum basharun, and you become a human being with blood and meat from dust. And every time you plant seed in your parents, seed will grow up and it will become something bigger than that. So if you look at yourself and you know your origin, this is enough sign for you to go back to the one that created you. So this is one of the signs.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَّوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لقوم يتفكرون.
ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. When you say ayat, it means signs. Not one sign. Ayatan, one sign. Ayat, plenty of signs. This is another plenty of signs that you can take to get you to Allah. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا. And out of his signs is that he created for you yourself أزواجا, your pair. Why? لتسكنوا إليها. So that you can have a place of affection, a place of intimacy. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مُوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And then after that, he put between the two of you, مُوَدَّةً, love, وَرَحْمَةً, compassion and care. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. In this that I have mentioned, Allah is saying, there are plenty of signs, but not to everybody, but لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for a people that are given to contemplation. Now, Allah says, he created from amongst you your own pair. This is the first creation. When Adam was created, he was alone. Then he felt very lonely. As he slept, Allah took from his rib and created Hawa. When he woke up, he saw Hawa. When he saw Hawa, he was happy and he felt that intimacy, that the tasqunu ilayha, that intimacy and affection to her. When that intimacy and affection he felt to her, then he wanted to touch her, and I said, no, you need permission, you need to also pay a dowry. Permission was given, and the dowry was for him to make salati. Some people say 30,000 on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as his dowry. Then he became his wife. So the first thing that ensues between a man and a woman is affection. Either the man sees the lady and is taken to affection, or she is married to him and immediately the first thing is affection. This is a woman you never knew her before. It's a foreign body. You too, you are a foreign body. But immediately you look at her with an eye of marriage, or you are got together with a reason for marriage, you suddenly find an affection. Immediately. Which is in an intangible thing. When you live there, your heart is thinking, hope he is fine, hope he is okay. Then Allah said after that, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مُوَدَّةً. The next thing he put among the two of you is love. This love is not a small thing. And Allah said, there are plenty of signs here. You find that your heart loves this lady. Her heart loves you. The man has capacity to love plenty of women. The woman does not have that capacity. But the woman has capacity to love plenty of children. Just like a man will have four wives, love them, even have slave girls after that, love them and care for them. The same way a woman will have children, love them and care for them. When people say, how can you divide your love between two women? Ask, how does a woman divide his love between two children? And then there is something here that today, most of us have to be very careful. We find that marriages today don't last as it used to last in those days. The reason is in this verse. The first thing that is affection. Today, that affection is made to come from Satan, not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in those days, when a man looks at a woman with an affection, is to marry her. And the next thing he will do is to consult with his own family, who will go to the other family, and they will come together and say, we want this lady. humiliation is given to him, then he's the wife. And in most cases, at that time, this lady is a virgin girl. And for a virgin girl, the person that is virgin her, 50% of love has gone to him. If it was done in affection and love, not if it was done by maybe raping and in another way, then the remaining 50% of her love, like the ulama they say, when she has children, the remaining 50% goes to those children. That's why you find such a lady, no matter what this man does to her, she will never even reveal the secret of the husband or back out of the house. Because love is very strong. But today, most women that will marry in the name of bride, unmarried women or virgin, actually have been married. When you say nikah, nakaha, in Arabic it means to have sexual cohabitation. A lady that has already had sexual cohabitation with somebody has been married, but only that the marriage was conducted by Satan. So there are no witnesses except Satan and herself and the man. So if finally this man does not marry her and somebody else marries her, the love has already, 50% of the love is gone. For her to recover it back is very difficult, except she struggles hard. Any small thing the man does, she doesn't see it correctly. She sees faults in the man. Except the man also realizes and maybe he starts trying to buy the love with goodness, with good habit and all those. But a lady that is a small girl, immediately you marry her and is the man that is virgin her, this lady, even if you are a hot, she will stay with you there and she's happy with you. That's why you find a lot of ladies today, it's very easy for them to kill their husband. Because the first love was given to somebody else. The Prophet used to say, Alaykum bin Abkar. I ask you, I enjoin you to always marry virgin girls. Because, as the Prophet used to say, they have sweeter mouth towards you. They will say good things to you. And they have better womb. They can give more children back to more children because their body is still soft. Good. And if you have a year with them, little, it satisfies them. But a lady who has gone there, finally he gets the husband. The husband, whatever she does, she's not satisfied. Whether sexual, whether material, whatever it is, she's not satisfied. So she will not easily praise him. She will not easily see good in the husband. But a virgin girl, she has not known anybody before. She's knowing this person for the first time. And the person is virgin her. She sees her, the husband, the only thing she knows. The Prophet used to ask him, try your best to marry virgin girls. But today, how many percentage of the girls that are married are virgin girls? That's why, again, the issue of our marriage, all of us have to go back and look at it. I always say three things we cannot afford to play with it. Education, livelihood, and marriage. If a lady is up to marriage, like the Prophet said, dress her up, make her beautiful, and look for a good husband for her, or marry her to a good husband that desires her. If you don't, the lady will start growing old, the body will start growing old. Most of the ladies, they will try their best. By the time they get to the age of 18, 19, some of them, they can't hold it again, they start committing fornication. But most ladies that are virgin and are married at an early age, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, they don't ever even know what is called fornication. Because they have their husband, they love their husband. They have children, they love their children. These things have taken their mind off those things. That's why the ulama, they said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مُوَدَّةً and allow between the two of you love وَرَحَمَةً and compassion and mercy. They said, this rahma here are the children. Because the two of you have children together. When you see the child, you want it to be good for the child. She wants it to be good for the child. The two of you will come together in the child. That compassion bring the two of you together in the child. Allah said, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. There are plenty of signs that can take you back to Allah in this mentioning here, but only for those who come in Yatabat Karun that are given to contemplation.
ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين.
ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. In the recitation of worship of the Hafs, للعالمين. Allah Ta'ala said, look at, if you don't know the signs that take you to Allah, look at another chapter entirely. Allah Ta'ala fi anfusihim, he has told you about yourself, how you came to the world is through marriage. Allah Ta'ala fi anfusihim, he's telling you, don't you go about on the land, he will now tell you, if you go about on the land, what are you going to see? Wa min ayatihi khalqu as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum wa alwanikum. And out of his signs is that he created the firmaments and the earth. And the differences in your colors, the differences in your tongues. Inna fi zalika, in this, the ayat are signs, several signs. Lil alamin, for the whole of the creation, mankind. Or will alimin, for those that are endowed with knowledge. Any of them here is what the Quran says. In the recitation of Warsh, lil alimin, in the recitation of Habs, lil alimin. Lil alimin, for those that are given to knowledge, lil alimin, for the whole of the creation. When you live where you are, you have left your father and your mother that gave birth to you, and you are outside, you will now be seeing the firmament, you will now be seeing the earth. You are from Africa. The color of your area, most of it is dark in complexion. You are now seeing lighter complexion or darker complexion. You are speaking Ibrahim before, or you are speaking Hausa. You are now seeing people speaking a language you don't understand, but you know they are communicating. In all this, Allah says, are this not enough science for you? If you have knowledge, or if you know that the whole world is very complex, yet all of them are together. Here, Allah is telling us, the whole world, to know that despite our diversity, we are unified as one. Because Allah said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. All of you are created from atwa, this art. But he is now telling us, we are now different in our tongues, that's our different languages, and our colors, and our different colors. But we are still human beings, we are still from the dust. That's why you don't tell people, don't be yourself, so that we can be one. No, be yourself and let us agree that our differences is okay for us to understand to be one. You are a woman, you are a Hausa man, you are an Igbo man, you are an Ibera man. Did you give yourself that right? You came to me that that's the tribe Allah gave you. Accept it for yourself and accept the other person's own for him. And then still come together as one. Let everybody express who he is, but don't injure the other person. This brings us to the problem that is going on campus now. How do you come to a university? You claim to have a dint of common sense and education. And you see that what you want is what you must get. People come and they are worshiping. The Tijaniya people. They sit down, They did not call you, they did not disturb you. All they do is to sit down, recite Fatiha, recite, then chant Istighfar, Salatu al Prophet, La ilaha illallah, and stand up. You say you don't want it. If you don't want it, have they invited you? Then you say you must stop them. This person is still in his mother's womb. He has not come out to know that the world is bigger than that. This is the Quran. And you are living in a country that has a constitution that allows everybody to practice the kind of religion he wishes to practice, as long as you don't bring danger to anybody. What danger are they bringing to you? And then you, the one that you are supposed to give security to them, you are the one creating insecurity to them. You cannot create peace by telling people somebody not to express himself. Somebody is a house of Fulani, he says, don't speak house of, don't speak Fulani, don't be like a house of Fulani. That's the only way you can stay in the country. No! A house of Fulani is Hausa, a Fulani is Fulani, a Yoruba is Yoruba, and Igbo is Igbo. They have to express themselves, but not to cause you danger. You also have to accept it. That's why here Allah said, "Inna fi dhalika la'ayatan lil 'alamin." For the whole world to know that there are differences of tribe, differences of religion. The same way when you come, there are differences of opinion. وَلَا يَذَلُنَا مُقْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكُ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَكُمْ. Allah said, the whole world will never exist in being different. People will never exist in being different. You and your brother from the same womb, you are light in complexion, you are dark in complexion. From the same womb. Then you say, no, you don't like darkness, you must stop being dark. You don't like the lightness, you must stop being light complexion. This is exactly what they are saying. Anybody who comes and says you cannot practice your Tijaniya, this is what he's saying. The diversity, Allah says he accepts it. Who are you to say you don't accept it? If you ask them, they say, no, it's bid'ah. To you, it's bid'ah. Keep it. When you get to Allah, you tell him. Because they don't think they will meet with Allah. You are going to meet with Allah. They think they are denying that. When you meet with Allah, Allah is going to ask you about yourself first before he asks you about somebody else. Do what you are supposed to do. What brought you here is to read. Not to come and control or to regulate religion. This is where the authorities have to stand up to this group. This group, they are all over the world and they are their sponsors. To create confusion with Muslims. If not, you come into this religion by saying La ilaha illallah. That's what brought you in. You meet people saying the same word. You say, no, they cannot say it. And you're not ashamed of yourself. You don't know the angels are recording you. If the university, if the administration, if the country wants to settle this matter, it's very simple. One day I was in Mina, after returning from Arafat, and I was asked to talk, to give a sermon. And these Izala elements, they were in front of me. And I said, one of the heinous crimes in the Quran that Allah takes very seriously is fornication, adultery. He said, don't ever tell somebody has committed adultery except you can get him and you have up to four witnesses. But if you have no witness and you are the husband, he said, you must swear four times that you are telling the truth. The fifth one, that the curse of Allah be on you if you are telling lies. Whoever says that the worship of Tijaniya is not a good worship before Allah, can he swear with the Quran four times that he's telling the truth and the fifth one that Allah cursed him if he's telling lies? None of them could stand up. How do you just come? You're going to cause confusion. Everybody will always have his views. Your view is for you to use for yourself. But there are what you call common facilities. Lecture hall is a common facility. The mosque are common facilities. Assembly hall is a common facility. They go about lobbying that people should not be allowed to use a common facility. Why? If you want to use, apply. If you don't want to use, keep quiet. This, we have to learn from this verse. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. The whole world, the whole creation, you know that there are people of different tribes, of different colors, and all of them are the same. Apartheid has no place in Islam. This religious bigotry has no place in Islam. Whether a person is black or white, what makes him to be better is fear of Allah. May Allah grant us fear of Allah. May Allah make us to be pious servants of Allah. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to be lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bijahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our party is like a party. May Allah forgive all our parents. May He forgive our ulama. May He reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. This month of Shahar Ramadan, may Allah make us to attain the real qadr in each of the night. Bijahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.